Okay, there you go. That's a chicory tip, son of my father. And in studio now, I have Teresa Cashin, and she's with the Grange Woodbine Drama Group, and we're going to talk about their production of The Space. But before we do, Teresa has kindly offered two tickets for the show, which is happening the 6th to the 9th of May. That's from tonight up to Friday. Am I right, Teresa?
That's right.
Okay. So you have two tickets. You're very kind to give away. So just give us your name and your contact number here, and you can go down and see that Grange Woodbine there in the hill in Raheny. Another year, Teresa.
No, stop. Again, first night tonight, nerves all around, including my own.
And really, really, I thought like at this stage, you could be past all that.
No, I just said yesterday to the cast, and it's very true. The day you turn around and say, I'm not nervous, give it up. Okay. You have to. Your breakfast has to be up there, your dinner, you know. Okay. It's, you know, great relief when it's all over, but when you're on the stage, it's very important that you have that little bit of an edge. Mm. Yeah. And anyone who says they don't, forget about it.
I mean, it's a great part of the Grange Woodbine Club, though, as well, this annual event, as well as the variety shows that are going as well.
Oh, brilliant.
But this, the play, it's called Space. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's a new comedy written by Grania Jordan. She's a lovely lady from Portmarnock. I done a play that Grania wrote about 2 years ago, only an hour from Dublin. And she has great bit of fun. And this one it's an actor of retirement, a lady who's just retired, every middle-aged woman's dream. And the synopsis she has here is, an act of retirement is every middle-aged woman's dream until her family start making plans. Don't miss this highly entertaining journey of love, lust and laughter.
I love the lust part of it.
Yeah, so do I.
Especially when love is just before it.
Yeah, well, lust is slightly different. They both start with an L, but that's where it ends.
But at least there's entertainment in it as well.
Exactly. But it's lovely. It's a very funny
play. Even if the synopsis makes you laugh, the whole play has to make you
really
laugh.
Well, this is it. We hope.
Yeah,
hope.
Yeah. What's the duration of the play? And what time?
It starts at 8. Yeah. You have a 15-minute break, and then it's roughly over about 20 past 10.
Wow.
It's not in your face, sort of. It's fast moving, it's funny. Mm-hmm. And as I said, it's not a dragged out play.
Yeah.
It's a comedy that goes, and they're a lovely cast.
Yeah, and it's running over the 4 nights, but do you have to book it, or do you just pop up on a night?
No, as I said, I can leave you my telephone number, mm-hmm. and you can buy the tickets at the door, no problem.
Okay.
You see, but the likes of the Variety is such a big show, it's brilliant. The bookings are essential. But with the play, people just pop in as well. Mm. Now, I have a book in the hall in Grange Woodbine, and it's a great idea. They write their names down, so we have an idea. Mm-hmm. Friday's booked sort of fairly solid, but the rest of the nights there's still loads of tickets. Mm. You can just get them coming in the door.
Okay, as I said, you're giving us two tickets, so give us a call here, 867-1190, and just leave your name and your contact number, and we'll let you know how you can get a hold of these tickets for it. And you can pick any night, I'm sure.
Yeah, the tickets are €10 and €12 for the younger generation, but €10 for the ladies of a certain age.
Okay.
And men.
One of these people involved in love, lust and entertainment.
Yes. especially with a good ticker, you know.
Well, I have to say, you have a great sense of humour. There's sort of a lightness to the plays you do down there. Did you ever get a hankering to sort of, okay, I want to do something more serious now, like Streetcar Named Desire or something?
With the very first one we done was 7 years ago, around 7 years ago, was The Plough of the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
After that, then, I thought, no, stick to the comedy.
Yes,
I love the comedy. Now, we done semi-serious, I suppose, The Cemetery Club. You know, The Golden Girls, Widows.
Oh, that's great.
You know,
that
was brilliant. But I think people down there need a laugh.
I think everyone
I think
in the
we all need
needs a laugh.
Laugh.
Yeah,
you know,
you do. There's no doubt about
I've gone
that.
To plays now in the last couple of months, and I've come out saying, you know, I don't want to go to plays that I'm coming out depressed. Mm. I want to come out laughing, even if it was rubbish.
Well, I've gone a little bit the same way as far as movies are concerned, where you'd be watching things heavy and then you sort of... Now I've sort of watched these, a lot of them, not all the time, but I watch some of them where I just want to rest my brain for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And I have to think about it. I don't care how stupid the script is or whatever. Just plenty of action and forget about everything for 2 hours. So laughter gives you the same relief.
Well, this is what this is about. And we have a lovely cast. We have will I read out a few of the names?
Yeah, of course.
We have Caroline O'Connor. She's playing the part of the lady who's retired. We have a lovely gentleman from Eastwall, Tommy Seary. We have the girl playing her daughter, a dancer as well as an actress, Dorothy Dalton. Cora Fox, another lovely actress. We have a lady from Clonsilla, Trish Doyle, drives over. We have my old friend, Helen Kavanagh, who's been in most of my plays. Mm-hmm. And we have a new lad who's belonged to the Variety, does the dancing and singing, and has read for the play. Years ago, I had him as Sean in Tulkeroo, and now we have him as a grown-up Keith Lally.
Okay, Keith Lally.
Directed by myself, and we have stage manager Kay Deegan. She came, this lady came to visit the open day we had in Grange a few years ago, and she said the most delightful thing. She said, "I don't want to act, but I'm very good with the hammer and nails and screwdriver." So she's brilliant. Okay. Absolutely brilliant.
Can I ask you, do you have any Hitchcock moments over the years yourself where you sort of make an appearance in them?
No.
No. Yeah, I know.
Unless something dreadful would happen, okay. You know. So but the last name I better mention is the set designer. We'd be lost without him, Richard Doyle. The set is just, when he puts up a set, it's like the 60-minute makeover.
Mm.
The whole thing transforms itself. It really does. And as I said, for the whole lot of them, they're all brilliant and they're a pleasure to work with.
Okay. You know? It sounds like wonderful, though. But again, you've never acted at all yourself.
Oh, I do all
the
acting.
Oh, you do? That's what I mean.
Well,
yeah.
I've done seven, we've done 8 years in the Regency, 20 weeks. We got Sunday off.
Okay.
For 7 years.
We've
done
that?
All the comedies. I was in them all.
Oh, great.
Except once, I'd done the lights.
So then you moved on to the directing.
Yeah, but now I only do that, we'd say, in around this time every year. But otherwise than that now, I got a part there last 2 years ago in town. I went for an audition and I got it.
Great.
In the new theatre there off Fleet Street. And it was brilliant. It was an experience. So.
And I had a director of the Riverside in, and I'm going to ask you the same question. How heavy and pedantic are you about the script? I mean, will you say, if someone has been over enthusiastic and they do impromptu part of a script, do you say, no, the writer went to the trouble of writing this, so stick to it?
To a point. Won't change anything that Grania has written.
If it's
something that we say people are uncomfortable saying,
yeah.
I never want to feel uncomfortable on a stage.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with certain words, you have to be careful. But at the same time, years ago, we'd done a play. It was called The Factory Girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I played one of the machinists and I cut my finger. And our producer and director, who I love to bits, she wouldn't let us curse.
I thought you were going to say they wanted you to curse.
No, she wouldn't let us curse. Now, saying golly gee when a needle goes through my finger, it's not something. Yeah. So I would change things that way.
Yeah.
I would be, you know, there's a certain things in this that a few of them are finding it a little bit. But being as they are and being very good, they're doing well, I'm asking them.
Okay.
So changing very slightly. Little bit.
Okay. Well, listen there, good luck with this. It's going to be a huge
success. Thank you very much.
Is there any leeway indeed as well, Teresa, for if, I mean, it's going to be a great success, I know, but say you were inundated and there was queues and you were turning people away
right up to Friday.
Have you got the capacity to say, well, listen, we're going to extend it?
Well,
do you think?
It's the sad thing about plays is when you have the cast and they're all fantastic, but they all have their jobs and
they commit
with the children and jobs and everything else. It makes life, unless you can turn around and say, if we're going to put it on again, we'll put it on maybe before Christmas or something like that, if people hadn't seen it.
Okay, well, the reason I asked that is I'm sure it's going to be a great success. So if people want to go and see it now, from tonight, running up to Friday, so get down there or book up or give Teresa a call in 085-743-5245. And if you need any of these numbers, I'll repeat them again, but of course, but just give us a call here in 867-1190 and I'll give you all the details and I'll read them out again. Congratulations again, Teresa.
Thank you very much
for the two
Many
tickets.
Thanks,
always
though,
a pleasure
for having me.
You.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you.
Thank you.